Hello, this is Samson.
Hi, Samson. It's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Okay. All right. Do you remember how much, do you know how much it was?
Yeah, it's for $375.
Okay. All right. And that, was that a, for a billing cycle of just this past month?
Yeah, it's a month-to-month subscription. So let me look. Your billing date is on the 16th. So that's past due from July 16th. And,
okay.
Yep. Yeah, it says the account that we have on file is closed. So I think that that's probably what the problem is.
Okay. All right. Tell you what, I will, I'll definitely pay the, subscription, for this month, but I definitely want to close my account. So whatever, let's see. Can you send me an email for that?
Sure. Yeah, I'll send you an email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you already sent it to me, that's fine. I'll look it up here. Let's see here.
This talks just about the payment failing, but the extension on their 777, it will come to my desk. My name's Tina. Or if you want to take care of the payment right now, what we could do is, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you also have the website and the emails that go with your website included in your package. So what you could do is cancel the program and just keep the site and the emails. And that's just, I don't know, like, because it says your workspace is $76, but the hosting's supposed to be $49. But I could ask them if I could do the hosting and the emails for just $76 monthly if you wanted to keep that. Do you get a lot of emails coming in through that, through the site and through the accounts that you set up through it?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure. I don't keep up with it as much as I would like to, so I'm not sure where it's actually coming from. But I primarily, you know, it's hard to really tell, but I get a lot of calls just directly from previous clients or customer referrals. We do get some from Google and other online sources, but I'm not sure if, you know, if it's coming through with the traffic that, you know, Local Splash you know, hosts, I guess you could say. So,
I see. Well, on the dashboard, it says that in the short time that you've worked with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 347 times, and you've had 83 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten some solid work out of it, and maybe you're just not aware. But do you like the website, callsouthernfried.com? Have you seen the site that we built you?
So, yeah, I have. I'm not real happy with it. I'm definitely not happy with it right now. But I understand that it's, you know, it's probably a joint effort because I probably need to give you some more details on that as well. But
of course, yeah, you could revise it if you like. That's included in the package.
Yeah, yeah. No, I guess it's one of those things I definitely see the benefit of using a host like this, but it's just that I'm a single guy, you know, working by myself, and it's just hard to navigate all of the marketing and advertising and all that as well, and trying to decide what is really necessary for the business. So anyhow,
you know, what's one thing you could do is your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if your intention is just to, you know, settle the past due balance and cancel, we could take those off, and that would lower the subscription or the past due amount to $275, because why pay that extra fresh batch of ads if you're going to cancel it anyway? You know what I mean? So that's one thing you could do to cut the cost down a little bit. And then if you like the site and you just need to revise it a little bit, what we could do is change the subscription moving forward to just the $49 for the website hosting, which means you would lose the email accounts that go with it. But most people, if they email you through the site, that's going to come to you anyway, because that will come through the contact form on the site. So that would forward to your personal email, you know. So
yeah.
I think that way you could save that $76 a month and not worry about having those extra email accounts with it, and just do, you know, the $49 monthly for the site, because it is 2024 and you probably need a site anyway. You know what I mean?
I understand. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. So are you saying the $49 would cover just the site hosting, and the one email address? Is that what you're saying?
The site hosting and maintenance. So it doesn't include the
okay.
workspace, which is the email. So it would just have
okay.
the website and the hosting. But, you
okay.
know, it's a good option because, like I said, you need a site, you know, in this day and age. And I've had people do just the website hosting that tell me that they get business off of it, even from other sources, you know, because,
right.
You know, once your site is out there, it's in a high traffic position, chances are it'll help you, you know, in the long run, as opposed to just having it all unravel, you know.
Right,
so,
right. Okay,
yeah.
Well, how about this? I'll definitely pay what I've owed so far. Can you just adjust the subscription terms to where it's just covering the website hosting as well as the email accounts?
Sure. So I'll take the Facebook ads off, which means we would have to do, you know, at least the $275 to get the account up to speed. But moving forward, I'll help you out a little bit. I can put you into corporate hosting of $29. With your $76 for the workspace, which is the emails, you would be paying $105 a month. But you would get the website, the hosting, the maintenance, and the emails. So,
okay.
you know, whatever you pay today anyway would have you paid in full all the way until August 22nd. And then starting August 22nd, you just pay $105 a month.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, let's do that. And then in order to get this payment up to speed, is it a different credit card than you'd like to use?
It is. Yeah, it's a debit card.
Okay.
I have it here if you need it.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
So the card number is 4160.
Okay.
0300.
Okay.
0899.
Got it.
3029.
And expiration?
It is 0327.
And the code?
235.
Okay. And it's still the 208 Green Road for the billing address?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, excellent. So let me get the authorization for the past due amount. And again, I took the Facebook off, and then I got the green light there, so you're good to go. And then moving forward, like I said, starting August 22nd, you'll just be paying $105, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
And then if you see a little red, orange banner, I mean, up on the top of your site, now that the payment went through, that will be removed within one business day. So, you know, it's only 1:36 here. We're on the West Coast. So chances are that'll be removed today. But if not, no later than tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, thank you.
All right. You're very welcome, Samson. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week,
too. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.